Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Gems Only Podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's Gems Only Podcast.
And I'm Nia. Back. Yes. I'm Nia.
I'm Karina.
And we're back with episode 10. Congratulations to us.
Woo! 10, guys. 10.
I'm super excited, Karina. Yes. You know, this yes. has been a bit of a roller coaster kind of week for us. You know, it's been kind of up and down, and we've been dealing with a lot of things that's been going on in the media right now. But fortunately for us, you gotta switch that. We're also live, guys, so after you see the YouTube video, you'll be on live. But unfortunately for us, we got the chance to meet with some awesome people. We got the chance to interview Rel Carter and meet with the team at the Rel Carter Culture Tour.
Shout out to Rel Carter and the Culture
Tour. Shout out to Rel Carter and Jay and Tiara. Thank you guys so much for giving Gems the opportunity to speak to you all.
Mm-hmm.
It was super dope.
You had fun.
Yeah, super dope. We still have yet to upload 9, so just give us some time. We'll work on that.
Yeah, we'll have that up tonight, guys. We'll have episode 9 up tonight.
9 up so tonight. 9 out. And 10. So it's like killing two birds in one stone, you feel me?
Boom.
Right. So to this week we took a very unfortunate loss.
Yeah, we took a hiatus too from that loss.
Yeah, we definitely did. If any of you follow us, you know that we kind of stay consistent when it comes to posting, like promoing and posting our episodes. But this week it was kind of on standby.
Yeah.
So definitely want to say rest in peace to the late great Nipsey Hussle. Yes. Karina and I attended a candlelight in D.C. Everyone showed out, and we're super happy about that.
Yeah. It's crazy. I was just listening to him on the way here.
Yeah.
It still doesn't feel right.
Right.
Like, I'm still feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day it happened, I don't know. I forgot what I was doing. I think I was cooking or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she texted me, and she was just like, Nipsey Hussle got shot. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So I just, like, went on the Shade Room, and I saw it, and I was just like, you know what? He's going to pull through.
Yeah, when I text you, I didn't exactly know what was happening. This was literally after we were just celebrating the episode with Rel Carter. We were so excited about that. And I seen somebody post it.
It was before. Oh, no, it was after. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
it was guys. After. It was like after. The day after. Like, and I seen somebody post it. I sent it to you. I sent it to Janaea, my friend in Brooklyn, and a whole bunch of other people. So it definitely, I didn't know that. Something like, I didn't know if he was gonna pass from that. I'm like, okay,
I know,
he's a strong person. Yeah. Like, from what I've seen, he's gonna pull through. And when that happened, it was like reality definitely hit. Like,
for sure,
this gun violence and things that's going on in the world is serious, guys. And we have to just let each other know that we love them while we're here.
Yeah,
you know?
Give people their flowers while they can still smell them.
Yes.
I just remember breaking down. Like, I broke down crying. It just came out of nowhere. Like, it was just like, I couldn't stop crying either. Right. I was like, really, it like really did something to my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's a tough situation. You know, Karina and I got the opportunity to work at Broccoli Fest in DC. It's a really good festival last year where he performed, actually. And I was, first of all, Nipsey Hussle was fine. Okay. I don't care. Like, he's definitely
he's a beautiful man.
And I seen him in performing. I'm in the crowd and I was just stuck.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pull out my phone. I didn't want to record.
He had a real glow.
Right. I put down my phone because we were there initially to record Broccoli Fest and kind of document all of the events that was going on. Yeah. But I put my camera down when I saw that man. I was like, yo, he is definitely
he caught everybody's attention.
Sent from heaven.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. I'm still sending all my love and prayers to Lauren London and the rest of his family. I know, like, what they're feeling is different from what everybody else is feeling. I mean,
absolutely.
I know we all, literally all felt the same way. We all cried. We were all shaken.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like the world, every single one of us who are a part of this culture and knows you know, our fans of Nipsey, and just, you know, we all should send our love to his family.
Absolutely. We're definitely sending our love, our condolences over to Lauren London, yes, and the beautiful children that he has in the family, his mom, brothers, everyone that we got the chance to discover from this. Mm-hmm. You know, we are definitely, mm-hmm, sending our love over. We miss you. And we're going to continue to keep your legacy going. The name, absolutely, of this episode is inspired by Nipsey Hussle. It's called The Marathon Continues. Yes. So you guys keep watching this journey with us and just uplift each other. Come together. We don't need anybody being envious and doing crazy things. Like, we got to protect each other while we can.
Yeah. You know? Like, the whole situation is really misfortunate.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you think, like, wow, like, he's really, like, he's gone.
It's like you can't.
And it's from that.
Right.
From a shooting.
Exactly.
A murder.
Very unexpected. Very, like, unexpected. I did not expect, like, that to happen. You know, I know this is very hard for a lot of you all. And yeah, just touching on it, I can feel the emotion right now, yeah, building up from, yeah, it. And it's tough. And, you know, we're all about enlightenment, and we want to definitely bring the positive vibes into this world, because there's not too many of us out here that are like this. But right now, we just want to pay our homage and our respect to, you, absolutely, know, the late, great Nipsey Hussle.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything that you've done for the youth. Thank you for everything you've done for your community, giving back.
He was doing so. If you guys don't know, research, really research this man. Like, he was doing, yeah, a lot for the community, his community.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He had, like, a STEM program for, like, kids that wanted to get into technology. And, like, he had a store.
Oh.
He had property. It was, man, that man was moving, man. Like, people comparing him to Pop. Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
He looked up to him.
I just actually seen somebody just now on the live. They said that they cried. They basically cried. He said, "I cried like I cried when Tupac died."
I mean, we weren't, you know, we were babies when Tupac passed away. I literally was just being born when Tupac passed.
Right, right.
She was one. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get to.
Oh, my God.
We
didn't get my age.
They don't know.
They don't.
Whatever. We didn't get to feel that. Like, we didn't feel, like Dave East was saying, he said that we didn't get a chance to feel how it felt when Pac and Biggie died. But this, we all feel in this, because that's our, you know what I'm saying? That's our Pac.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
Pac was the preacher. I feel like Nipsey took the baton, and he actually went out here and did it. Like, really did the work. And
that's a fact. That's a fact. You know. Even at the Candlelight here in D.C.,
yeah,
I was crying, guys.
Yeah,
like,
I don't really
like crying in public, but at this point, yeah, I was just like, yo, it is what it is. I'm just feeling all types of emotions, mm-hmm, right now, because I'm just thinking, like, this could have been my brother. This could have, mm-hmm, been,
yeah,
a guy that I like, or my dad, my uncle, any black man that's in my life.
Yeah.
And I just had that thought, and I started bawling. So this lady, you know, she was next to us, and she basically was telling us that, you know, like, she was around the era when Tupac and Biggie died, and just seeing a lot of older people,
yeah,
came out. They didn't know much about him, but just seeing the impact that he had for this generation and generations to come, it inspired the older people, because they were like, yo, we've seen Pac. Some of them seen Malcolm X. Some of them seen,
yeah,
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And it's the same assassination type of situation.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's what made it hit everybody the most. It's not because of the hype. It's not because everyone's, you know, want to say rest in peace.
Yeah.
It's because the movement, the feeling, it was real.
Really, everybody really felt that same feeling. Like, we all took a loss.
This was a leader. This was somebody that was a revolutionary. Like, mm-hmm, this is somebody that really wanted to make a change. And I just hope, well, I know, I have faith that this will birth the nation of a lot of young kings, and this will kind of,
mm-hmm,
encourage a lot,
yeah,
of black men, especially,
yes,
to make better decisions.
Absolutely.
To kind of move a different way. You know, you don't have to be a preacher. You don't got to be,
yeah,
you know what,
no,
I'm saying? A activist, but we as black women, we love you all. And
yeah,
we naturally want to protect you,
mm-hmm,
you know? So,
yeah,
just being a man and looking at that man and what he did, not the glitz and the glam, but,
mm-hmm,
really what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
All of these quotes on Instagram, all of these videos on Instagram, pay attention to that. And please,
that's just for all of us, literally.
Look out for each other. Let's,
yeah,
make a change.
We have to unite. Like, I just seen a video of, like, all of the gangs in LA, like, coming together, like, and to me, you know,
yeah,
I mean, of course, that's not going to get coverage.
Right.
But to me, I feel like that's a historic moment in history. Like, when will we ever get a chance to see that?
Right.
A bunch of gang members, a bunch of gangs,
yeah,
from different parts of LA coming together to celebrate this man.
Yeah, I don't know. This is definitely a moment.
Like,
this is definitely
monumental.
A moment in history, and I'm gonna just put his picture up because, you know, I knew I was gonna do this. I was like, let me just put his picture in the background so you guys could feel how we feel. And I see a lot of young men writing on the live, a lot of black young men, and we definitely appreciate you. Yeah, we respect you all.
Definitely.
And we love you guys. You know, thank you for showing the support and understanding this emotion, because this could happen to anybody.
It could happen to anybody.
You know, this could happen to anybody, and it needs to stop.
Yeah.
So Karina and I are going to do the best that we can to make a difference, because this really, for me, was like, if we haven't explained why we started Gems Only, this right here is the reason why.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the reason why. Yeah. We want to be the voice for you all. We want to be the voice for as many people as we can be. Black men, black women,
yes,
all cultures. We love you all, but we want to be that voice for you guys to understand that anything is possible.
Yeah.
You can be here too. You can get your voices heard. You don't got to go about it a certain way, and you don't have to retaliate. You know, just come together,
yeah,
and watch who you're around. Watch people that, yeah, if it feels funny, if it don't feel right,
let it go.
Stay away from
period.
That.
Period.
That was sort of like the situation, you know.
Yeah.
The guy that murdered him, apparently, this is what they were saying. Apparently, he knew Nipsey, and
I heard that too.
It's just crazy. It will sometimes be the closest people to you.
I actually had a conversation the other day about Malcolm X. And the story with Malcolm X, I may not know the whole story, but from what I heard is the people that killed Malcolm X were actually a part of his team. Like, was people that he knew.
The Nation of Islam.
The Nation of, yeah, Islam, you know. And all due respect, it just goes to show you that you never know.
It's like a war against ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we already have a
target.
We
are
already
back.
A target. And we already have like a whole like force against us as it is.
Yeah.
Why do we need to be against each other? That's like the last thing that we all need to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I saw something too about you know, black women and how we really take the loss, because,
oh yeah, that's our, that's
black,
that's
love
our fun.
Is something like that's sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with like Philando Castile, all the other black men that were shot,
yeah,
they lost their the women in their lives lost their kings. They lost, you know what I'm saying, someone they loved deeply, someone they gave birth to,
mm-hmm,
someone that was their best friend, their,
mm-hmm,
brother,
mm-hmm,
and their lover.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, it's hard, guys.
It is.
Mike Brown, everyone, all of the,
I definitely hear, yeah, you, sis. I mean, just the fact that...
We got to protect that, guys.
We have to.
Really,
looking at Lauren, I,
yeah,
put myself in her shoes because I'm like, you know, I'm not married yet. I don't have any children yet. But just seeing that black love, you know, it should give a lot of us hope.
It should give us more hope than it should give us, like, more fear. Like, I feel like,
yeah,
this has put a lot of fear into us because, you know, we could think at any second, like,
mm-hmm,
our lover could go.
Right.
But instead of it putting fear into us, we should look at it as like, let's protect each other a lot more. Let's be stronger. Let's come together more. Let's really do this.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
And protect this. Like, it's a real thing, guys. Like,
it is. This is real life. Every time things might seem like, okay, things are so bad and, you know, and stuff like this happens, it just goes to show you, like, no, things are okay. If you are if you are loved by people, if you have good friends around you, if you have clothes on your back and food on your table, a roof over your head, mm-hmm. you're good.
You're good.
You know, so the least that we can do is protect each other. You feel me? You don't have to be in competition with anybody. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone.
The only person anyone. You should be in competition with is the person that reflects back right at you, and that's yourself.
That's yourself.
The man in the mirror. You should always be striving to be the best mm-hmm. version of yourself. That's something I take heed to every day when I wake up. I'm always trying to become the best version of myself and elevate. Like, that's what Gems is about. That's yes. in our name, elevate.
Elevate.
Like, yes. We can't change the world. None of us can change the world by ourselves. We have to do it collectively. But it starts within us.
Absolutely.
The only way that we can actually start making a change is if you start changing yourself.
Within yourself.
Because then that way you'll inspire the people around you to do the same. And it's just a
speak,
you know,
sis.
A
yes.
trickle down of it's just a whole effect. Like,
yes,
you know,
that's
like
a fact.
We all have to work on ourselves every day.
Every day. I know, speaking personally, Karina, I see you growing as a woman and blossoming more Aww. And more every day. Aww, I look great. At myself. I'm like, yo, I
see
mean,
a queen.
I'm not. I'm. No, I say a lot of stuff, and I'm a little firecracker. You feel me?
It's
but
the balance,
but
guys. It's the
I
balance.
Definitely try every day to remind myself that. Once I change, once I am the best person I can be within myself, everything that I want to do in the future, every person I want to inspire, every little girl,
yes.
even the little girls that are in the stars right now looking
yes,
down on us,
yes.
when they come here and when this future progresses, we are, I want to be the best woman.
Yeah.
I want you to be the best woman.
Yeah,
I want
absolutely.
You all to be the best men that you can be. And mind you, time waits for no man.
Yes.
So while we're here, let's everything
do
we that
gotta
we
do.
Can
like,
to make that happen.
Yes.
Someone commented, his name is I am Charles Lee.
Yeah.
He said, I just want to say you ladies are beautiful and thank you for, I can't really see guys, sorry. Thank you for using your platform on this topic. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. But absolutely, like,
this is what we're here for.
Yeah.
You're.
We was definitely going to, of course, like,
That's
a no-brainer.
Look, let me tell you something. We don't, there's a lot of podcasters. There's a lot of media right now. I actually blacked on the media. Karina knows I blacked on Fox 5 the other day on our way to the candlelight because I literally looked up Lauren London because I heard some
yeah.
horrible news that happened to her. God
yeah,
bless her.
God bless her.
And all I see is videos. Oh, you want to see the video of this person getting shot and da-da-da. And I'm like, yo, come on now. Like, I had to catch myself because I said, instead of me getting upset and getting tight, let me just use the platform that we have on Saturday. I prepared for this day
to speak positivity
into the universe, to speak positivity into you all who's listening and who's watching, because I'm like, yo, it's too much negative, too much bandwagon shit that's being broadcasted on the news
the
and on social media. I'm not with that. So
yeah.
we're going to touch on this topic. And yes, we're going to make sure that when we touch on this topic, we're teaching you all how to change, how
and
to change
teaching
those
ourselves. Because when we talking to y'all, we talking to ourselves.
That's
too.
A fact.
So,
every day.
It to me, I just feel like the desensitized.
Sorry,
guys. Uh-huh.
No.
You know about okay. The
look, this is live podcast. We not cookie cutter.
We make mistakes.
It is what it is.
The way that this society right now is desensitized to things
mm-hmm.
is just. To me, I'm like,
it's scary.
Really don't want to become like, I really just try my best to not like become a part of that, because the fact that they have like surveillance camera footage of like everything that happened to Lauren and to Nip, it's just mind blowing. Like,
yeah.
how are y'all getting this footage? One, two,
right.
why are we putting it out there? Like, why are we even like, why is this shit broadcasting?
Man.
Like, why are we?
What
is
just
the obsession with trauma that people love seeing? Like, why do we love seeing trauma?
I'm going to just say this. As an adult, as an up-and-coming adult, you
a
know,
young adult,
a young adult, whatever you want to call it, I feel like we know better. Once you're a certain age, once you've been around for a certain time on this earth, you know better than to put certain things out there, because you know the main people that are watching and that are on the internet all the time are younger kids. So when these young kids are watching someone on the floor that got shot, you are desensitizing. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
You're basically creating monsters, because they're so used to seeing that. What if they walk in the street and see somebody else get killed that's maybe
and they
not
ready
as,
to pull out their phone,
not as known, and they just pull out their phone? So what
instead
are we,
of like getting calling for help or helping,
right? What are we really doing? You know, Karina and I, we naturally, I would say that we're natural activists. I would say that we are active in the community. And touching on this, I really want the youth, I'm not going to say I don't care about people our age, or I don't care about, you know, the OGs, but I just really want the youth, because I want the youth to see this and know that you don't have to be like that. You don't got to be recording everything and, oh, shit, like, this is trending, let me just put it out here. No, you don't have to do that. If you see somebody hurting, you see something happening, help them. Do what you can to help them. That's what Nipsey did. So if we're really going to celebrate him and really going to talk about him, let's do what we can to be just like him.
Yeah.
You feel me? You didn't see that man recording everything. He might got pictures on his page. Those are pictures that other people took of him.
He didn't record every move he was making out in the community. He didn't do that. He broadcasted certain things, like, you know, documented it, the important things, obviously, you know. And he said, he spoke in interviews, countless interviews about, mm-hmm. you know, his work within the community. But he didn't feel the need to have, like, every second
documented,
yeah, like it, show it, like, oh, I'm doing something, you know what I'm saying? Like, that right. wasn't that man right. was, he was too real for that anyway.
Yeah,
but
it's way too real.
He just did it, like, he really yeah. just did it, because you know why? Because he genuinely cared.
That's a fact.
And he knew that that's what he's supposed to do.
Yo,
that's
I
a part
Charles,
of finding a purpose.
I am Charles Lee, salute to you, because he is going in. I probably gotta clear the screen real quick so I can actually read. Excuse
yeah,
me guys,
sorry,
sorry about that. I'm still getting used to this live stuff. I'm You feel me? Black empowerment through wealth in the building, through wealth building,
real estate
investing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Program, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what reminds me of? Black Panther. The ending. Spoiler alert, guys. If you haven't seen Black Panther, what are you doing? But
it's
no.
on Netflix, so I hope you guys see Black Panther.
No,
yeah. Okay, you dead ass. No. the
ending of Black Panther, you know, it shows like him with and like he's at a park, or like yeah. no, a basketball court with, you know, some young boys. They were playing basketball. He was talking to them. And he was, I think, was he telling them, like, you know,
oh,
he's
right,
opening up
right.
a program.
Yeah,
for,
I remember that.
Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister, I forgot her name. Sorry, guys. You know, when I'm on here, everything just goes
Yeah,
out.
I mean, I could look
head.
It up because we got the laptop
it just leaves my
out,
head,
you feel
yeah,
me? But no, basically, yeah. towards the end of Black Panther, the sister, the guy was telling the kids that I'm going to open up a program. For you, oh, Black Panther was telling the children, I'm about to open up a school, and then the sister came and did what? Go ahead, sis.
She
I'm, like, trying to remember myself.
Like, she was trying to, I think, yeah, I know. She was trying to, like, show them, like, she was, like, showing them, like, look up at the sky. I don't know. Y'all know
Oh,
the
yeah,
ending.
Like, look
y'all
up in the sky.
Ending. You know, y'all
yeah,
know
Yeah, no, it's deep, yo. It gets deep.
It just goes to show that, we really, I think now we have to take action.
Yes.
More than just preach.
Yes.
We have to really start taking action. What Nia and I are doing, we're just speaking on it.
Yeah.
Speaking in existence and, mm-hmm. and taking action. So, you know, we all should just really look at what's being broadcasted to us.
Right.
And really, you know, execute.
Lately, I've been just having this thought about the fact that I just have this feeling like we're in history right now.
Oh yeah, we're in a
like
black
I feel like this is
yeah.
the black yeah. renaissance. But I feel like I keep waking up and I feel like, okay, am I we're really creating history right now. Mm-hmm. We're really creating history. I don't know if any of you all feel like that, but I feel like we're really creating history. Why? Because of the fact that we just lost a great man. One,
great figure,
two,
very influential.
Two, because of the fact that we are getting older, the millennials, we are getting older in the you know, what is it, Generation Z, yeah, which are the children that's younger than us.
Yeah.
They are starting to grow more. We're seeing that. Yeah. They're coming up with their own.
Are they starting to grow? They growing stuff too fast.
Like they're business owners. The girl that just starred in a movie with Taraji P. Hicks. Taraji P.
Marseille.
Yeah, Marseille. Yeah. She owns her own production studio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're seeing history
also
in the making right now.
If you all have like little nieces and nephews, or little cousins, brothers and sisters, I know y'all all notice that they all on the phones and have iPads and stuff like that, and they know how to work it. That's beautiful.
That's advancement and
it's scary. It's a scary thought that, you know, something.
The internet is so open. Because when you see the bullshit,
killing scary, but all of that. It's positive and negatives to every situation.
That's a fact.
But with that, I want to look at the positive and say that that's going to help. That generation is going to help build
society.
They're
going to be rebuilding you know, the society that a lot of us have destroyed.
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
That's what gives me hope. That's, that gives me so much hope.
Yeah.
And, you know, on this topic of Nipsey, my emotions always go up and down because I get, as you guys can see through this live or through this video, we started off really sad. Then I started getting angry, you know, because I'm just really that passionate about it. And now I feel happy. I feel happy again. Why? Because of the fact that I have faith that this will wake a lot of people up.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
What you see, sis? Talk about it. This is why I love going
Charles
live.
Charles said that he was going to really take action. And Lena Waithe, who's a director, she confirmed that he was supposed to have a role in The Chi. I haven't, guys. I'm so sorry. I have not watched The Chi, but
I have.
I need to get into
it. I watched it. No. Look,
I
don't know where you was at in life or where I was at in life. We always together. But at this moment, I don't know what I was doing. But I was watching The Chi. Okay. And that show is lit.
I know it is.
That show is fucking lit. Let me and oh my god, now think about the fucked up part of the show. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But just know like this situation that just happened basically is kind of like that's kind of what's going on in the show. It's a show based on the inner city in Chicago. It's a little boy, I can't remember his name, that stars in it. And he's the star of the show. Someone gets killed, sorry, I spoiled it. And the show is just based around that, like who did it, the police. It goes into the police department. It gets really deep. And
I gotta check it out.
And it's a dope show.
It's a lot of
it's
shows.
A really dope show. Shout out to the creator of that show.
Lena Waithe.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
shout out to you, sis. Lit. We here for the woman
lit
taking over in Hollywood, you feel me? We here for that. So like I was saying, you know, our emotions go up and down with talking about Nipsey. We got the chance to go to the Candlelight. I'm going to post a picture of that right now.
I posted some pictures on my story.
We posted some pictures on our story, Gem's story. So make sure you check it out. If you're not following Gems Only,
go ahead and do
please
that.
Follow us at Official Gems Only.
And Sweet Gems Only on Twitter.
Yes, guys.
We're going to become more active, guys. We are really trying. Like, trust me, we about to be real active
I
in the
think
streets
we've been
too.
Active, but
we have, but we gonna go harder, and we gonna be more active in the streets too, y'all. So,
ooh, y'all ready for that?
Y'all not ready. I don't think y'all ready for that.
I don't know if they ready. So
I don't know if they ready for that.
I think I've been getting a lot of love. I feel like Jem's been getting a lot of love. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, the love
Jem's
is
been
real.
Getting a
the
lot
love
of love,
real, guys.
Because what we experienced this weekend was out of this world. It was. I wish we had somebody, a videographer, I'm gonna just put that out there to document every moment when we did meet with Rel. So even with when it comes to Nipsey, I feel like just meeting Rel Carter too. It's like we met another leader. Mm-hmm. You know, someone that is actually doing something for the culture.
Right.
So Lord, this is, I still can't believe we're talking about Nipsey right now.
It's crazy.
Like this,
it still hasn't dawned on me that, like, you know, he's really, really gone.
Yeah.
But he's not gone. And I think that we have to, like, we have to keep that. We have, like, just like how we feel about Pac, you know, Pac is gone, but we don't really feel like he's gone because why he left everything that he, everything he did.
And the album is fire. Yes. The marathon, Blue Laces too.
Victory Lab,
you guys gotta check out everything. The music. You know, I don't care if you didn't know him before. That's cool. Like, just get into his music. Really hear what he was saying, because that's really been motivating me for the past couple of days. It's absolutely been like uplifting my spirit.
Yeah,
just hearing his voice, it's like amazing.
Yeah, when he first came out, like he came out around the time it was like, you know, Wiz, Currency, and everybody, and like it was Nip too. Like I was playing Nip.
I was playing everybody.
All those West Coast vibes. I was definitely playing that Nip, and I had to revisit that this week, and I got a chance to like really just sit on it. Like, wow, like he has some gems.
Yes, he did.
And Victory Lap is Grammy nominated, but you know,
lit,
should have won to me.
Lit, we here for that. Yeah, Crenshaw is still a classic. Victory
Lap.
Yeah,
Crenshaw.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah. Victory Lap. That's a fact. See, yeah. I love it because now. It's unfortunate that it takes for someone to not be here physically on this earth anymore for us to really appreciate the gems that he dropped on us. But I also feel like it's also a good thing because now we can all really like sit and admire it and appreciate this. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing.
Yep.
And we're going to continue doing that each and every day, whether it's from gems, what we do as gems every day, or just like reaching out to you all and, you know, focusing more on what he was really trying to accomplish in his community, even probably the world.
Because he definitely impacted the world.
And
because his community, the Etrian community, they showed out.
Yeah, the Utrian.
Utrian, sorry.
They definitely
showed out.
Showed out. Like, and we love that culture. Yeah, so.
Beautiful, beautiful people.
Beautiful people. Shout out to everyone that is. Just keeping his legacy alive, still talking about him, still making things happen. Even if you're not on, and that's another thing, even if you're not on the internet posting anything about it, you just in your own, you know, you in your own world and you're doing something for the youth. Like just now we got CNC podcast that just popped up on the Gems Live. And I really appreciate them because I rolled up on their live. I don't know. I guess God just told me click the live. Yeah. I usually don't watch people's lives because I don't.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and I usually be the first person to
see,
be on it.
I can't even tell you when the last time I've been on somebody looked at someone's live. Like
no,
I,
but
I like
I scrolled I upon his, which and it was a gem because during the live he was showcasing. He was like basically showing these. Beautiful boys
beautiful.
That had just graduated from high school and he was letting them he was like asking them what you guys plan on doing when you leave, like what you want to do, and they were saying some amazing things like, oh, I want to take over my family business. Mm-hmm. And any hope that a lot of the older people lost in our generation or the young generation, bring that back because we got some kings out here, some young kings that's about to be doing amazing things. So shout out to you and shout out to your team over there at CNC Podcast for shining light on that. We love that.
We love that.
Drop a gem on So gotta take a deep breath sometime, y'all.
It's still heavy on all of us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for a while. It is what it is. And, you know, he left something here that's going to be forever, his legacy. And we all are going to continue to celebrate that. And we're going to continue to do the work.
Oh, yeah. He was on a different. I'm just reading through the comments. He was definitely on a different level.
Yeah, he was.
When he did his first interview. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seeing those old
land
footages.
And investments. And if you can't, like what I was getting to before was if you're not on the internet or you're the type of person that's like an introvert, you don't really, you're not into like posting or talking about it and you're grieving with it in your own way. Shout out to y'all as well. Take your time if you need to. Don't let anybody influence how you feel. If you're hurting from this because you feel like this could be someone close to you or how you would feel if it was somebody close to you or just yourself. Take time to heal. Take time to breathe. Take a deep breath. Everything is going to be okay. Keep moving forward. And let's just come together. Let's build.
Yes.
Yeah.
What
hey.
She said. Hey, guys.
So, it's just the impact. You feel it. Y'all see it.
The gym effect.
Y'all see it. Definitely. Like, oh, that's my favorite word, y'all. So don't judge.
We will. We definitely will, CNC.
You gotta guys read too. This list. They don't know. They my live don't CNC know what you're talking about. CNC
said much love and keep spreading your word.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you. You know, on a lighter note, guys, we just want to say that, you know, the hustle continues. I mean, the marathon continues.
The marathon continues, forever, baby.
And yeah, we love
forever.
You, Nick.
Forever. We love you.
Rest in
you.
Power. Mm-hmm. You were a king. You are a king. And you are now shining your energy, your light and your energy here on earth above.
Oh, yeah. Above, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Forever, and we're gonna continue to shine that light always. We always gonna continue to shine your light, and just, you know, make sure that we do everything we can to create that positivity.
As well as everybody else.
Yes, that's a fact.
The marathon continues, guys. Let's go.
Yes, let's go. Let's get it, y'all. Females, boys,
all of us,
guys, girls, everybody. Let's all get it.
All of us, gems.
Let's get to it.
So,
we can actually talk about the experience of Rel. I know we have an episode interviewing Rel Carter. Rel Carter is he's a mogul, an A&R, Jay-Z's nephew, but not just Jay-Z's nephew. Like, he started his own tour right now, where they're showcasing artists or up and coming artists from around the world.
They stopped by our
area. I'm not gonna say our town because I'm from Brooklyn.
It's not my town either.
It's not her town because they stopped in the DMV area, and we got the chance to meet with him, and it was so awesome.
Yes,
he's a cool ass guy. Any up and coming artists, make sure you hit him up. Hopefully. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can be serious about what you're doing.
Definitely be serious about you. You don't play.
Don't
be
play.
Serious about your craft before you, you know that this is really what you do. Be
right.
Be very passionate about
That's
it.
That's with anything.
With anything. Be very passionate about it, and yeah, go for it.
Go for it, guys.
We say go for
it. We get
it.
A lot of people that actually come up to us that are up and coming artists or entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we're just starting out right now. And we definitely want to start shining light on a lot of the entrepreneurs, the up and coming artists, and even artists that you all may know, like getting to know them a little better. So make sure you guys check out that when we drop episode 9, not this one, but episode 9. Take a look at it.
Make sure y'all check it out.
Make sure y'all check
it
out.
We had some laughs in there, too, y'all.
It's hilarious.
It's definitely hilarious.
It's a real big gem effect. You feel me? It's a real big gem effect. Okay, yeah. Brownsville never ran, never will. Okay.
I don't know what's going on in these lives
I'm
right
weak.
Now.
Look.
New York is in the building.
New
I'm going to say that.
New York is always in the building. Okay. DMV in the building too. We know. You know what I mean? I like y'all. I fuck with y'all. Anyway.
Who was that? See, nah. We're bringing it together. We're a part of that movement.
Once again, Nipsey, you are shining a light on us because I'm not going to be on that. I'm not going to be in that separation. Oh, you from here, you from there. We can't connect with you. No, we coming together.
We coming together.
You feel me? I was just playing, y'all. So don't take it to heart. I love everybody. LA, Florida, everywhere. I know what you're about to touch on. We're not going to speak on that. You know who I'm talking about,
right? Yeah, but no, that wasn't even... But I was just saying Florida be wilding sometimes.
Florida is a wild area, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it's
people
cool.
that come from
It's cool. It
there.
Is what it is. You feel me? And another thing, make sure you guys look up to the right people.
Don't look up to these people that's
flossing and selling dreams and making it seem like their life is all good because they got a bunch of money. No. Those are clowns, and those are people you should not look up to.
I feel like, look up to yourself. Like,
oh, yeah.
Look up to yourself. Mm-hmm. Really just, like...
Look in the mirror. Love yourself. Love everything about yourself. Yeah, I love myself. You love yourself. And we wanna spread that. We want to make sure we let everybody know it's okay to love yourself. You don't got to be like nobody else. Right. And if you want to look up to somebody and be like them not
I
because
say,
of
I
how
say
they
just,
look.
Just take inspiration from people.
Yeah,
I don't
do
feel
what
like
they
you,
do yeah. if it's positive. Do what you can do.
Yeah.
Any little small act right now, especially right now, is appreciated. We need that. If you are helping out, if you're doing something because everyone seems to think that they want this glam life, this glam job, but there are people out here that are really helping our community, down to teachers, to people that the trash men, like sad that they our neighbors, and there are neighbors, and that too, like, you feel me?
Come on now.
But it's like, really have respect for everyone around you. Just because somebody's not on a certain platform that you might think that they are on, just respect them. And Nipsey Hussle respected everybody in his neighborhood.
Everybody. There is footage of that.
Oh yeah.
You know, where he respected every single, it didn't matter who or what they did, he respected them.
He showed
that
love.
That is real.
And that's what we do everywhere we go.
Everywhere.
We're going to continue to do that. So we love you, Nip, and we are always going to keep your legacy alive.
Absolutely.
Clearly, you guys seeing it happen right here before your eyes is history. Gems only. The marathon continues.
No.
So let's touch on some, you know, some female stuff going on, because, you know, we all about girls. We love our girls. And I heard a couple of projects drop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just females. It's some males too. But I heard a couple of projects drop. I heard Sweetie drop the project, which was...
How you like it?
I like it. Okay.
No, be real. Be real.
You looking at... I'm being real. I like it. I fuck with it.
She's a Cancer, y'all.
It's something that... her album was something that had to grow on me because... Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as with the Cardi B situation, the one thing I took from Cardi B's last album... She said Offset's name and a lot. Like, all I kept seeing was Offset, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
As women, we naturally, that's your man. I'm going to make sure I put my man on the phone, too. Like,
I hype mine up.
Yeah,
so,
I'm going to definitely hype my man up all day. That's just what it is. You feel me? As everybody should. Yeah, and as, men, hype your woman up, too. But with Sweetie's album, it was like the same thing. Yeah. She definitely made us... made it clear that Quavo is her man.
That's her nigga.
And thanks Quavo for bringing out, inspiring her to bring out some dope hits. There was a couple of dope
tracks. Her beat selection was crazy. Like, I fuck with
There's one song that we fuck with.
Yes.
You already know why.
She gotta make a bomb ass visual. Girl, if you need me to, like, give you some creative...
Karina up.
Let me help you with that visual, because I'm already seeing it. It was Dipped in Ice.
Dipped
that
in Ice.
That song is lit. Like,
it makes you feel...
I can
feel
see. It makes
like,
you feel expensive.
Yeah, it does. I wish I could play it for you all, but I can't right now. So.
And you know, our name is Jim, so we like diamonds.
We love diamonds, y'all. Okay, Cancer's in the building.
Yes.
All right. I'm not a Cancer. I'm a Gemini. But you know, if there's any
Gemini... Shout out to us.
If there's any Geminis out here watching, don't believe the hype. We not crazy. We love everybody, okay? We just fuck with people that fuck with us. That's it, period.
Let me just let y'all know. You're dealing
here
with...
Here we go.
Not one person, but two.
No, you're not. Okay,
I mean, it's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing.
I don't know if her face is showing in this picture. I hope so. Y'all tell me. Are we... Okay. Let's see... This live stuff right here, y'all, ain't it.
So, I think her project was cute. It was dope.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, she did that. Shout out to Sweetie.
I like it. Another person that dropped was Melly. Yo.
I fuck with her.
I seen a lot of interviews with Melly, and... One thing I could say is I respect her. She's a young girl. She's out here in this game where it's like male dominated. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be a certain way to get what you want. And she's putting her foot down in this music industry. And I could tell that she's doing a lot on her own, too.
Oh, yeah.
And she's growing.
Yeah.
The same way you and I had to let a lot of people go. And I see her going through that right now. So shout out to Melly. And her album is fire.
Take a listen, guys. It's
that
dope.
Album is Phases dope. It's called Phases. It dropped kind of around the same time, you know, everyone else is dropping. But her shit is dope, and she's a beautiful girl. Dang. So we here for
Shout
it.
Out to Fenty for putting her on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And she was just on a Fenty commercial. Which so we cute. Hope to be. So we love cute. Fenty. Shout out to Rihanna, another boss female out here doing
Bad
her thing.
Bad gal, Riri.
Always beating the odds. Every time they talk down on you, sis. You always shove it in their face with success. And that's what we're going to do all the time. A gem.
A gem.
Period.
So, I think another person's album, artist album came out that day too.
And we was Millie rocking.
Yes.
Till I don't know when.
Mr. King Combs.
Mr. King Combs.
Baby Diddy.
Baby Diddy, y'all.
That's Diddy's spitting image, man.
It is. It really is.
He is his spitting image. Like,
and he took a lot from his dad. He took a lot from his dad. Yes. That album is fire. What's the name of it again? Do you remember? Ooh. I can look it up. It's gonna take me some time, y'all.
So, but yeah, his album, man, that, listening to it, I'm just like, he got an old soul. Like, he was flowing. Like, he was just,
I admire, the reason why I really fuck with this album heavy too is because, as you guys know, he took a loss. Like, Kim Porter, his mom passed, and he kept going, you know, and that inspired me because my mom passed, and as you can see, I ain't giving up. So shout out to you for putting out this dope ass work. And I think they were saying in like an interview that he's been working on this for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that I could say.
Well, I can definitely see the we see the results.
That's a fact. Like, one thing that I could say is being a child in the industry, you know, you're always
overshadowed.
It's always like pressure being put on you because his father is Diddy. Yeah. And everyone knows that Diddy is like a mogul. He's one of the goats as well. And he had, it's like almost you got to live up to that name. Like, oh, my dad is Diddy. I got to be like him. Mm-hmm. And he really is doing that, you know, and it's no pressure because he took his time. He was putting out little stuff here and there before. But like this right here is a gem.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Go listen. Go check that out, guys.
Check
his
it
album
out.
Is really, really good.
It's
for him
really
to be
dope.
So young and to have so, like, you know, that much skill in his craft, like. I'm thoroughly impressed.
I am too. Like, and I can't wait to hear that like going out somewhere. Yeah.
He definitely, and he makes that like West Coast vibe with New York. That's
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of people can pull that off.
It was
like
a song, it was a specific song that the guy sound like Blueface. I can't remember his name, y'all, but it's a song on it that's
speaking
fire.
Of, I showed you the West Coast song, didn't I? I sent you that.
With who?
It was Blueface.
Problem.
YG. No.
Was it the problem?
Problem
song?
Wasn't in it.
Oh, okay.
The song just came. It's called West Coast. Blueface.
I think you sent it to me.
G-Eazy.
Oh yeah.
You like
oh,
it?
Oh, that song. Of course.
Yeah,
that song is fire.
It's lit. The video.
Anything
with
YG
the video.
Is fire.
The visuals
to me.
Are.
I don't care.
I fuck with the visuals.
That's a fact.
That joint is dope.
Yeah, it was dope as hell. Yeah. So thank you guys for dropping that new music for us.
Benny.
It's giving me summertime vibes.
Yes,
Rihanna, we still waiting on you. I'm going to still say it.
Rihanna is so sick of us, but
yeah,
yo, like, legit. Yo,
I need that
waiting.
Summertime
we need
vibe.
That. We
I need
that
to feel
vibe.
It. I'm already feeling like I feel that
it's,
glow
it's
coming.
Coming.
It's coming.
Totally
you feel
coming,
me?
But
oh, this
it's
weekend,
not,
it's coming.
It is? What's the weather?
You know. You know.
Yeah.
It's coming, y'all. That glow, that heat. Is coming. Prepare yourselves. Do everything that you can, not just physically, but spiritually. Get ready
mentally.
For summertime.
Because you know, we all, us women, we all like, oh, we gotta get our summertime. Look, that's out the window. You gonna take words to J. Cole, the comedian. You gonna take whatever body coming out. This
it
year.
Is what it is.
It is what take, it is. Period.
Take whatever you gotta take, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
You gonna take what's coming out.
Just take
that's
it.
That's just that.
Pause. But, you know, I'm glad this music came out for the summertime because we needed something to lighten up.
And, you know, we mentioned earlier in other episodes, me and I are summer babies. We thrive in the summer.
Yes.
Our birthdays are, like, literally months apart.
Yes, June and July.
So, we summer babies. This is our time to
flourish.
Flourish.
Shine.
To shine.
Get ready.
Throw your diamonds
it will
up.
Be. What is it? What do they be saying? This will be televised.
God damn it!
Yo, I don't know.
When we get okay, you guys. When we get
it's
in this
Saturday.
Mode, it's just like everything is just like.
Are
out.
You ready?
I guess.
Are
not.
You ready? I guess not. But no, like you know, we are summer babies. It's a lot coming towards us in the summertime that we're excited about.
It's a lot that you guys. Should be excited about too.
Yes.
Because you're going to be able to join us.
Yes. You're going to be able to
and get
watch
these vibes.
It, get these gems, get these vibes.
Catch these vibes.
God, just catch it. Pause.
Yeah.
But just catch these vibes. You feel me? We want everyone to go into the summertime with a positive attitude.
Yes.
You know, like,
let's have a fun summer, guys. No, let's live it up. Like, mm-hmm. let's bring these vibes back. Let's not have some bullshit.
I keep saying that we gonna bring that natural, that 90s video vixen vibe back this summer too. Like, all of that. Like,
I see it happening.
All of that.
I see it happening already. I see the girls.
I was just watching the video with DMX, How's It Going Down. If you guys ever watched that video, that's my favorite video. Why?
Also,
because the aesthetic is
that's DMX.
That's me, y'all.
What these bitches want? That video, all them girls in that video was just flawless. Like, them down to like the makeup, everything. They had that glow. Like,
you can't call me on my name, but that song is fire though.
The women in the 90s and early 2000s, we are really inspired by them heavily. Yeah. If you can see.
That's a different breed.
But yeah, they just, I don't know, they had like a glow. It's like they were natural. They was real. I love it.
The men too.
The men.
So guys, give us that too.
Give us that. Bring those vibes back.
Bring those vibes back, please. But anyways, there's some festivals going on too. So when festivals hit for us, that's like just reassurance that summertime is coming.
Yeah.
And that makes us excited. So right now they have Made in America.
I didn't see the one
coming. What else is coming? Oh, Dreamville is actually happening. So yeah. Dreamville Festival with J. Cole that he put together is happening. I think it's actually live streaming on Tidal.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Tidal for doing that. Because I don't know too many apps that's doing that right now. That's fucking lit.
That's the best music streaming app.
Okay. Guys. That's a fact. You heard it. You heard sis. Tidal. You hear it. I don't know why my screen keeps going black, y'all.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for festival season.
They don't want to
swim. You guys, like we said, with Something's in the Water, you may or may, well, it's sold out, so you're not going to catch us there.
Something's in the water.
But you might see us around.
Something's in the Water. This is the first Something's in the Water. Yes. And Pharrell.
Happy belated birthday, Pharrell.
Happy belated birthday to the GOAT. To the person that a lot of you little guys look up to or need to look up to. Like,
Period.
It's lit. Like, we cannot wait. We're not going to that festival, right?
No, it's sold out, huh?
Oh, man. Whoever's going, if you're going, hit us up. Have it up. Can you send a video?
Have it up for
so
us.
So we could post it and look like we went.
For real.
Because I'll do it.
Pharrell, if you're listening, like I said, please.
Please what?
Bring gems.
I'm like, she's like, please. He probably like, what? Nah, like, we would appreciate that because we would document every moment. We would soak in every moment. What? Plus the documenting.
I'd just be like.
Right.
I don't know, but.
It will be televised. I don't know the whole quote, but it will be televised. So that's, Dreamville is coming up. Mm-hmm. I probably will watch
the
that with
picnic.
You. The Roots Picnic is coming up. Oh my God, it's just so much coming up, y'all. We excited about that. We so excited. What else is going on? There's actually a women's festival going on too that I heard about.
Tell me more about that because I haven't.
I don't know if it's true, y'all, but I seen some stuff on Twitter and it was like Cardi B is supposed to be headlining this all women's concert or kind of tour with Megan Thee Stallion. Now, if this is a fact, we here for that. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. We need that.
Yes.
There's a lot of my faves that I would want to be on that tour.
Absolutely.
And if they're not cool,
Megan's one of our faves. Yeah.
That's lit.
That movement is now here. It's upon us.
Yes.
Let's get it.
And we cannot wait to see that. We really can't. Yes. Rolling Loud, of course, is coming up. Can't wait to see that.
We have people telling us all the time, like, why y'all not at Rolling Loud? Like, why y'all not going to Rolling Loud? Like, why? What's going on?
I mean,
look, if you, like I said, if you see us, you see us.
Yeah. If you see us, you see us. Sometimes you got to move in silence. You feel me? It's too much going on right now. You got to move in silence. And it is what it is.
And that's just that.
It is what it is. Also, Summer Jam. So that's something big in New York. Hot 97, Summer Jam. I just seen something about that. Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
It's lit.
For the summer. What else? Okay. We got Broccoli Fest.
And Broccoli Fest.
Ooh. So stay tuned, guys, because we got a couple of surprises. coming y'all way. We're going to definitely try to soak in the summer. We hope that you all soak in the summer and do every little thing that you can.
I will say this. Last summer for me wasn't the best at all, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, I took a hiatus mm-hmm. for myself, for mm-hmm. my health, all around health. And I learned so much about myself, about my life, where I'm going, where I'm headed, the people around me, the people I love, the people that love me. And it really is, just, for me, it's like a blessing to really be in this mode that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
And ready to take this summer and really in. Do a big
and go hard this summer. I could just
yes.
feel it. I know it's gonna be a blessing, and sometimes you gotta speak things into existence. You gotta manifest
you
it.
You gotta manifest
put it out there in the universe. If you're gonna if you want to do something from now to the summer, I want to get X, Y, and Z accomplished, it will happen. So just know it's gonna happen, guys. So believe in yourselves as much as you can.
Drop
for real
gems.
Listen to Karina too, dropping gems on y'all. This summer, we cannot wait.
Manifest whatever you want to do. Manifestation is real, guys. I'm about to buy The Secret, this book called The Secret. I know
Ooh.
A lot of you know about The Secret.
We might do Gems Reads. Too.
Gems Reads. Mm-hmm. What are you reading right now?
I am reading the bullshit online. So now, let me stop. I actually want to get The Sacred Woman. I want to get that book. I do. I want to get that book. I seen her from Queen. What is it? Queen F.A.
Look, I'm not trying to butcher nobody else's names no more, y'all.
We got to work on that.
We got to work
but
on that.
But there's a book called The Sacred Woman, and I'm definitely going to look into that. I think that's something that would be dope. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
We could do like Gems Reads.
Yeah,
we could do that with y'all.
That.
If y'all reading any books or if y'all have any suggestions on books, particularly for women,
yeah.
we would love that.
And spirituality and
yeah.
you know, mental health, all the good stuff.
Because we all about that.
I'm currently reading. I'm still reading. I should be done, but I'm still reading Becoming Michelle.
Yeah, you should be done because you got to give that to me. Like,
Guys, look, I'm trying.
I've been waiting for her to finish that.
It's
but
hard.
To be, but we doing a lot.
You know,
we doing a lot. We moving. We moving. We move.
And I'm in the middle. I'm not done yet. I've been reading this shit since last year, guys.
What?
No, 2 years actually. And it's crazy because like I need to be. My problem is when it comes to books. Now that I'm at this age, because when I was little, I used to like get through books. But like now at this age, for some reason, I can never like.
When I was little, books were my TV
yes,
shows.
Like books, I
got excited
so
to read a book. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? And my
I don't
mom,
know what happened to me.
My mom, God bless her soul. Mm-hmm. I love you. She used to make me read Harry Potter books and write essays on them. Have you guys ever read that?
I haven't read the Harry Potter books.
Oh my God.
Books,
it's like a Bible. It's like
it's
mad
big. Yeah.
It's lit because the story is lit. It's like
yeah.
a magical, you know, it's a
and
magical
everybody
situation.
Says, I read all the Twilight books.
Oh yeah.
But everybody says that, you know, when you read the books, aside from the movie, before you watch the movie, it gives you your own.
That's everything.
Thing, so
I used to read a lot of Pretty Little Liars, Gossip Girl, and I enjoyed reading the books more than the show.
Yeah,
because I'm like, yo, I'm watching the
get,
show. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not true.
You get more insight.
That
it's
shit
just,
didn't happen.
Yeah, and then also you get to have your own like vision of what you would want to.
Yeah,
you know.
But you know, get more. And that's another thing with
all the
stuff that's out right now in the world. I think reading is like a therapeutic thing to do.
Yeah,
so if you
grab
can,
a book.
Grab a book.
Don't and try not to and try. A lot of people got the Kindles, but I feel like let's keep the old fashioned.
Let's keep it going.
Paperback book.
Mm-hmm.
You know that mm-hmm. feeling because you know I don't want us to lose that.
I don't need that.
I mean, having a Kindle is cool, but just you know, let's
don't. So guys, definitely tune in to
oh, and the
our
book that
episode.
I was I'm sorry, sis.
No,
the
go
book
ahead,
that
go ahead, go ahead.
The book that I am finishing, trying to finish besides Michelle's book was Asada Shakur's bio.
Oh, nice.
Autobiography.
Oh, I would love to read that.
Yeah. So, those are like the two books right now that I'm
to
like
to look into.
Yeah, that I'm on.
So you guys, once again, this is episode 10 and we're here. We want to give a special shout out to Numa.
Yes, Numa.
Nobody Understands My Art on
yes,
Instagram. She created an article for us and make sure you guys check it
make
out.
Sure
it's on Medium.
It
We're running out of time right now, but I definitely want to say thank you for everyone for the support again. You know, long live Nipsey Hussle. The marathon continues.
And we want to leave you guys with a gem of the day.
Gem of the day.
And it says, stay focused, keep working hard, believe in yourselves. Prove everybody that doubts y'all wrong. Show up every day. Stay pure. Keep your heart pure. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Show love to your people.
Let's with the go. Peace sign.
And that was from the late, great Nipsey Hussle. All we right. love you. Thank love you, guys, you guys for tuning in.
Thank Gems you guys only. For tuning in. Gems Only, episode 10, episode 9 dropping tonight.
Yep.
Make sure you tune in. We're going to drop this one on Sunday. Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.